How are you girls this morning? And we also have another young person, Breelyn, right? Did I say it right? I've been practicing. I've been calling him Braylon for a month, but it's Breelyn. Okay. Anyway, what has happened here is so exciting to me. Katie shared about her camping experience for 2 weeks, and this has inspired Lanny. And Lanny wants to share about her animals. So I said, okay, you can share about your animals next week, but I need you to help me this week. So she said, okay. So Nicole, I think you're next, okay? Maybe in a few weeks. That would be good. But I want to thank Dan and Lanny for just feeling the freedom here to just share your joy and share your life. And my prayer is that as we think about a time for the child in all of us, that you might have a joke, you may have a memory, you may have a story, but we will never know what's going to happen at this time. It'll be a surprise every week. Won't that be great? Great. I love it. Okay. Today, you may notice that Lainey brought with her, what did you bring with you? What is in there? What is in there? Okay.
Tomatoes.
Cool.
Grapes. And
oh my goodness, all the food groups. Praise the Lord. Great, great. Well, when I think of lunch, Lainey, I have a lot of memories of lunch with a lunchbox and blah, 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 blah. But I think of a story that's in the Bible that it's a true story. Nicole, this is a true story. Okay, this is a true story. This is not a make-believe, once upon a time fairy tale. This is true. It's true. It's in God's Word. And there, Jesus was teaching, and there was a lot of people there, like 5,000 men and women and children, and they were hungry, and they were thinking, what are they going to do? And one of the disciples, my favorite actually, Andrew, said, there's a little boy here that has a lunch with two little fish and five loaves of bread. And Jesus just blessed the meal, and they just started passing it out, and it fed. Guess how many people? Do you know this already? Guess how many people they fed with his little lunch? Guess.
600.
How much? What'd you say? I can't hear.
600.
Close. Keep going. Get more and more and more. We're in the thousands, actually. Okay.
8,000.
A little less.
5,000.
He fed 5,000 people with just two little fishes and five loaves of bread. I love that. Don't you love that? Don't you love it? I love it. Anyway, Lainey and Nicole and Breelyn and all of you other young kids, whatever we have, when we give it to God, doesn't matter what it is, when we give it to God, He always takes it and He blesses it. And He chooses to break it in order to further His kingdom. So I am believing here, Lainey, that your little lunch is going to feed everybody here today. It's going to be great. It's going to be just great. Are you hungry today? You're supposed to say yes. Okay. And you already did that one. You know, I was thinking, this is my thought. I get these thoughts when I can't sleep at night. I was thinking if every time we had a meal, we would put 7 cents in a jar. Like, for instance, two little fish, five loaves of bread, they equals what?
Seven.
If we'd put 7 cents in a jar every time we eat, that in a year's time, if we only eat three meals, whatever, and maybe put in a penny for every snack, whatever, we would raise like we would have $130 for hunger. Doesn't that sound awesome? Would you like to do that with me? I'm going to try to do that. Get a lot of pennies. You need a lot of pennies. Okay. Or you can use a nickel. It's okay, but pennies. Okay, well, let's pray. Oh, Lord, we love you today, and we love children. Lord, we love that you love children, that you want to use children. You want to bless them and multiply everything that you've blessed them with in order to reach all people. Lord, we pray a special blessing upon Lainey today and Nicole and Katie and her friend Gracie, and we pray for Breelyn. And other children, Lord, we just pray that you would bless, that you would multiply. And even if it takes a broken heart, that you would further your kingdom. And this prayer we pray, and all God's people said together. Amen. Go team. Good job. Good job. Now, next week, don't forget, you're going to be sharing about your animals, okay? Okay, that'll be great. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You can go sit down now.